T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Hoodat Nation, happy to welcome in a new addition to the Black and Gold. Ole Sameka Udo joins us, offensive lineman. Happy to have you on the show, and welcome to New Orleans.
Appreciate you for having me.
So I know you had a rough ending, I guess you could say, to last season, only appearing in 2 games. How's that quad injury doing for you right now? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Just been taking rehab one day at a time. But yeah, basically pretty much ahead of schedule for the upcoming season. Should be out with the guys during OTAs at some point.
Awesome to hear. I know you have some familiarity with this new offensive coaching staff, having spent time with the Minnesota Vikings the past 5 seasons. Just talk about what you know coming into this offense now.
Just really good marriage of a whole bunch of elements that you like to have in an explosive offense. Good run game, pretty good pass game, play action, and everything in between, honestly. So I'm pretty excited to get to work.
And, yeah, I know Clint Kubiak obviously was the OC in Minnesota for that one season. What do you remember about that year with the Vikings operating with him at the helm?
Pretty smooth operation with just how the offense was called and plays that were called pretty much suited everyone's best strengths. And just the offense was rolling that year. That's basically what I remember the most. So, yeah, excited.
With Kubiak coming on here, Ole, I want to get your thoughts on another guy that's joined this staff, another one that you have personal experience with, and that's Rick Dennison, who's offensive line and run game coordinator with the Vikings from 2019 to 2020. He was also a senior offensive advisor in 2021. Now he joins the Saints offensive staff under Kubiak. What can you tell us about Dennison and your relationship with him?
He was our O-line coach, yeah. Like you said, pretty awesome guy, really punctual, and likes his guys to know exactly what they're doing, really ingrains the scheme and what the matchups are and everything that in between that week before a game week. So excited to get back on track with him for sure.
Ole, so you got to play a little D-line in college. What was that switch like for you?
Yeah, I did that in high school my okay. sophomore year. Yeah, it was interesting. I was pretty big back then, bigger, way more than I do right now. So basically just the run-stopping guy, and I didn't do great at that. So then they moved me to offensive line, and that worked out pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, and Ole, just to go back to, you know, Dennison and Kubiak, we've talked about connections as being a reason for, you know, team signing players. Would you say that was a reason for your comfortability signing with the Black and Gold, your kind of connection with those two guys plus, you know, other members of the coaching staff?
Yeah, absolutely. Just familiarity and a scheme that I know and is trusted across the league, honestly. Just being able to run that with them is going to be – looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Besides, obviously, visiting with the Vikings, had you had any other experiences here in New Orleans, or are you just getting acclimated now kind of thing?
Yeah, getting acclimated. I walked around downtown for a little bit Tuesday night, but besides that, really haven't done much, haven't got to see much. Basically going to save that for OTAs to give me something to do and figure out how all that and po' boys and gumbo works around here for sure.
Yeah, definitely. The food is obviously fabulous, and man, the fan base is one of the best, I feel like, in the NFL. I'm probably a little biased, but being in the Superdome, you're going to get a lot of feisty and loud fans. I know you're very accustomed, obviously, to how loud it can get in that Superdome, and playing on the right side of it is going to be a whole different experience for you.
Yeah, for sure.
When you look at the offensive line for this squad, they struggled last year a little bit to protect Derek Carr. You're going into things, obviously, with that mindset of trying to earn a starting spot right off the bat.
Just trying to get in and help the team in any way I can. If that means competing for a starting job, that's what I'm going to do. But as in my past, I feel like just being able to help the team in whatever they ask you to do. So that's basically why I decided to sign, because it's going to be more along the lines of competition, but more along the lines of getting all the guys ready. And that could be a starting role, that could be a swing role, that could be a whole bunch of things, and I'm just ready to compete and see where that takes me for sure.
And then, Ole, from 5 years from being drafted in 2019, a sixth-round pick of the Vikings, your 5 years in Minnesota, you played 43 games, 18 games started, but you've also shown versatility, ability to play multiple positions along the offensive line. Talk about that as one of your strengths joining the Black and Gold.
Yeah, I think I started 2 games at right tackle, which is what I played in college, started 15 at right guard, and then I think another 2 at left tackle. So, yeah, just really enjoyed being able to play with the guys over there. I'm excited to get started here and hopefully help this team, you know, do really well in the postseason, regular season. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you talk about that versatility. How tough is it to be able to, you know, master the tackle spot and the guard position, and then, you know, being asked to do the, you know, one or the other? Is it that easy to make the switch?
A lot of things in football aren't easy, I would say, and I think that's one of those things that aren't, but it's not, I guess, the end of the world being asked to do those things. You'd prefer to just be at, I'm sure, just like if you'd ask anyone, you'd prefer to have that one position and just be good at that. But you can't control when your number's called, honestly, and you just either step up to the plate or you don't. So just being able to do that for Minnesota and hopefully being able to do that for New Orleans is what I look forward to.
I guess versatility is definitely a strength of yours, Ole, but which position along the offensive line do you feel most comfortable playing?
Probably right tackle, just because I've had the most history in my life with it. I played right all throughout college. I played it first year in Minnesota. That's all I played. And then just moving forward, that's the position I probably would say I liked playing the most in my career, for sure.
Ole, for you, besides football, what are some things off the field that interest you, that you have hobbies or favorite types of music or movies?
I just watched the second part of Dune. I thought that was a really good movie. Really, hobbies-wise, I just basically play video games, watch movies, go to, like, bowl. I'm not really good at it, but a lot of my friends and families like to do that, so I do that. And just anything, like, basically, I'm not opposed to doing anything fun that anyone suggests that's near me, for sure.
And then introducing yourself to the Who Dat Nation, Ole. I'm going to ask you to give a Who Dat in just a minute. But first and foremost, I want to get your thoughts on what position strengths you have as an offensive lineman and what areas you think you can really help this front for the Black and Gold.
Strengths, I would say, just physicality and a really good run blocker. And I think moving forward, that's definitely something I can help the Black and Gold with, for sure.
And then, Ole, as I kind of mentioned earlier, before we let you run, you got to give the fans and listeners a Who Dat.
So that's just Who Dat right
yes.
there? All right, Who Dat.
There you go. Welcome to the Who Dat Nation, Ole.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time for sure, and be seeing you out at those OTAs and soon enough training camp as well. Appreciate the time, and like I said, welcome to the Black and Gold. Be talking to you soon.
Appreciate you guys.
That was Ole Sumeka-Udu. New offensive lineman for the Black and Gold. Be interesting to see where he fits in on this squad. Definitely still in the mix. Andres Pete has not signed anywhere yet. I want to see what happens with him. but haven't heard anything on the rumor front at all. Was supposed to visit with the Tennessee Titans, and we just haven't seen anything. And it was a big piece, obviously, to this O-line just a year ago, and was able to stay healthy. So it's curious to see what his asking price will be. But Udu now a guy that comes in and will vie for a spot in that rotation.
Price has got to be right for Andrus. I mean, that's what Deuce had said, and he's 100% right. I will give Oli credit. That's a good take on Dune 2. That's a great movie.
I told you, I'm still behind. I got to see the first one, but experience the Dune 2 in theaters. From what I've told, it is a magnificent experience. Fantastic. You have to see on the big screen.
But so, I'm also not against very tough, physical-minded big guys, and that's what Oli seems to be. So looking forward to seeing what he can bring the black and gold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.